The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready and at hand, but doing the good is not. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So then, I discover the principle that when I want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God, in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, teach me your statutes. Lord, teach me your statutes. Teach me wisdom and knowledge, for in your commands I trust. Lord, teach me your statutes. You are good and bountiful. Teach me your statutes. Lord, teach me your statutes. Let your kindness comfort me according to your promise to your servants. Lord, teach me your statutes. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Lord, teach me your statutes. Never will I forget your precepts, for though through them you give me life. Lord, teach me your statutes. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. Lord, teach me your statutes. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. When you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, and you say it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable will throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue here in the letter to the Romans. And here Paul is struggling. After everything he's teaching, he knows how he himself struggles, like we all struggle. And he's talking about how sin dwells within him. And he says, who's going to deliver me from this? And he says, Jesus will. You got to remember that you and I are temples of the living God. That Jesus Christ lives inside of you, the power of God, the glory of God, the kingdom of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, dwells within you. So he has great power over sin, over your sin. So do you live as someone who's defeated and constantly defeated? Who am I? I'm just a sinner. Really? Or do you live with hope, great hope, that Jesus within you can conquer everything? Especially your sin, if you give him power and authority over it. So give Jesus Christ the power and authority in your heart to get away and to get rid of all sin there, that he is truly the Lord of your heart, and that he will do it, not you. It's by his grace, not by your strength, not by your power, but by his grace. He lives inside of you. Give him control. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.